And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland here in our Buck studio again for the roughly first half hour of this program for today. We have live music provided by two Lawrence University musicians, Wenlei Gu and Catherine Kautsky. And today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, each day, they're going to be performing one of the three violin piano sonatas by Johannes Brahms, and right in that order, too. Today it's going to be taking us just past 12:30, 12:35 or so by the time we get to the quiz question and everything else. But we'll have it, fear not. But this is for the sake of hearing these sonatas straight through, uninterrupted, and we'll be starting. I'll just welcome you both to the midday, as I know you want to get right into the music, right? Or did you want to say a word or two, Wenlei, before you start?
Thank you. It's nice to be here. The first sonata that we're going to play, Sonata in G Major, Opus 78, is also nicknamed the Rain Sonata, because the thematic ideas is taken directly from his vocals on the Reigenlied, Opus 59. Also, there's this dotted rhythm, which the first of the violin makes its first entry. That keeps coming back again and again in the first movement and in the third movement. And that kind of links the piece together, and it's full of yearning and hope. The second movement has a theme that also comes back in the third movement, which is this. So the sonata, in fact, is very taut and logical in nature with this recurring themes. Kathy?
Well, I'll just chime in to talk for a moment about the key of G major, which I think Brahms must have meant something special to Brahms. There was sort of a tradition by then, coming out of Beethoven, I think, for what that key seemed to represent. So this is, on the whole, a very, very serene sonata with no really fast movement, very few really stormy moments. And if you think about the way Beethoven had used that key, the last of his violin sonatas is this wonderfully sort of tranquil, peaceful statement. And of course, the fourth piano concerto in G major starts actually with a chord very similar to the chord with which this begins.
Well, Brahms
same voicing.
Knew his Beethoven.
Yeah, I think Brahms clearly knew his Beethoven, and that key must have been in his ears with that particular association.
Well, we'll be listening with all of that in mind as we hear the first of these three Brahms violin sonatas. Sonata in G major, the violinist is Wenlei Gu, and the pianist is Catherine Kautsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
At which point, applause is called for out there in our audience in radio land. That was the first of the three violin and piano sonatas by Johannes Brahms, a sonata in G, G major. And we'll be hearing the second one tomorrow and the third of the three on Wednesday. And the performers for the occasion today and the next 2 days also, Wenlei Gu and Catherine Kowski, who are in Madison from Lawrence University. And thank you very much for that performance. Really looking forward now to the other two. We'll even have a little bonus movement tomorrow, I think, among the works for violin and piano by Brahms.